Have we any apologies? John Chenner. Michael Lipset as well. Anyone else? No, we've a few clinchers en route. Okay. Okay, any declarations of interest? Mark for item number.
Item number 19.
Okay, any other declarations of interest? No. Okay, item number 3 then is the action sheet from the AHC meeting last month. Taking it as read, is going to have any matters arising? Andy?
Thank you, Chair. Just wanted to come in there regarding the Orney Community Trail there. It's on, well, it's on page 7 of mine. It's 181-2019. Just wondering how they're coming along regards into the community trails being implemented in other DEAs across the district, and how that's going to come on over the couple of years in the future.
Through the chair. Yeah, thank you. At the moment, there's an SLA in place with Outdoor Recreation and I up until the 31st of March 2020. This is our second year, from my understanding, in terms of the SLA being in place, and they've developed a number of projects. Those four projects you saw there, Teague Nadara, Drumcary, Corrie Wood and Seaford, are four projects, I suppose, that have come to fruition as a result of Outdoor Recreation's work with the council. They've also got a number of proposals. However, at this stage, the SLA is finishing on the 31st of March 2020, and at this stage there's no intention to extend that at this stage.
So that's kind of disappointing. You know, part of the reason why I was so pacifist in trying to get this back and, you know, trying to get my own DA within Slave Coob, was on the understanding that it was going to benefit all the other DAs across the area. I mean, I know Bunkers Hill, where one of them is in my area, like 32,000 people visit this, you know, individual users use this. Others, I mean, like, and the costs aren't, you know, well, I'm sure there's incidental costs, but, you know, 76% of the costs are usually coming from external sources. So I'm just wondering, sir, would it be possible to propose that that SLA is extended, or how do we go about through the chair, how do we go about extending this SLA rather than bringing it to a close? I'm sure other councillors will be a bit perturbed that that these community plans aren't going to be implemented across their DAs as was understanding when we were discussing all this.
Okay, thanks. Oh, sorry, Billy.
Sure, on a similar vein. I'm also a bit concerned because when we discussed these community trails a couple of years ago, we had presentations and that, and we were told, we all supported Steve Gullion, that they thought it was a great idea, and that the understanding that when they were rolled out, that we would then continue through the other DEAs. I'm very, very concerned, especially in relation to Rowallan, because one of the walking trails that we have identified is Delamont Country Park, from down Padraig to Delamont. There's an excellent walking trail there, and there was a consultation there in relation to Delamont Country Park in relation to enhancing it over the next 3 years and that. And when people went to that consultation, went up there and gave their input, walking trails was one of the things that they spoke about, particularly the walking trail that would come from Steamboat Cay and down Padraig through to Delamont. Now, I'm very, very concerned if Slieve Croob is finishing that, this ceases and nowhere else gets the walking trails. Very, very concerned at it. So I am. I was the understanding that over the years, this would be rolled out throughout all the DEAs.
I'll take Barra and then I'll come back to Paul.
Yeah, no, just to speak in support of the other two councillors. I remember whenever the presentation was made a few years ago, and that all the councillors thought this was going to be the most fantastic thing to be rolled out across the district. And I would just add a voice to, you know, if it's going to benefit, if one DEA is going to have the benefit of this here, it should be definitely, no matter how long it takes, it should be rolled out across all the DEA.
Okay. Thank you. So we need a seconder for Andy's proposal. Oh, two seconders. Okay. Okay, Paul, do you want to come in? I think you're happy enough.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think it's important to outline as well that there's it's planned for an open spaces strategy. It's currently being commissioned as well, which will be picked up through those, which community trails will become part of that process. But obviously, the proposal, just to clarify, is for to continue in SLA. Is that the proposal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I need a proposal and seconder for the action sheet. Is there something else? Proposed. Mr. Gallagher's seconded. Councillor Murray. Okay, thank you. Item number four is the DEF ORA update report. Janine?
Chair, members, yes, your monthly DEA report detailing activity over the last 4 weeks. There's no action sheets to approve this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just for noting, then, sorry. Item number five then is the summer activity programme for 2020. Paul, are you taking this?
Thank you, Chair. The report in front of you is to consider and agree an alternative and enhanced summer activity programme for July and August 2020. The current program we feel is quite restrictive in terms of age groups and also addressing economically disadvantaged in terms of affordability. So we'd like to see an enhanced scheme that looks at discounted access to leisure and sports facilities, a number of summer sports activity camps running in the historical, summer scheme areas, and we'll maybe extending those, and also looking at more inclusive and disabled summer schemes throughout the district. So for members to consider and approve the invitation of an alternative and enhanced summer activity programme for July and August. That's what we're asking.
Look, I'm happy to propose it. I read through it there the day, and it struck me. Again, will there be a summer scheme in each DEA for a start? You know, like if we're talking about thousands, and then I read through it where there's the same families are going to different ones and that there. So if we wanted to open it up wider and that there, you know, I was just thinking even in our own area, I know you pick a different village every year and encourage the whole of South Armagh to go, letting one in Uri and one in Cradleave or wherever. You know, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, chair, through the chair. Yeah, we are thinking that this type of program is less restrictive for us in terms of the way we currently operate our summer programs, and certainly more looking at summer sports camps and those sorts of things gives us a bit more flexibility. And yeah, enhancing it into different areas of the district. You know, maybe for a DEA, we probably do look to, subject to approval of this report, look to draft a program to bring back to committee.
Okay, thank you. We're back to them. Councillor Gallagher, yeah.
Terry, thanks very much, Chair. First of all, welcome to the paper, but I'm just wondering, are there any concessions available for families who are on low incomes? You know, parents who could be on benefits or whatever, and the way things are at the moment, fighting things hard to make an ends meet, and especially when you mention about £50 a week there for schemes or whatever, but would there be £50 a week would be a quite exorbitant sum, you know, especially if there's two or three kids in the house. And I'm just wondering, is there any possibility that the council could look into a scheme, something similar to which I admitted about, you know, disability occurs for council facilities? Is there anything that the council could look into, sort of a discount scheme for people on benefits?
Yes, through the chair. Through this, I suppose, enhanced and alternative model, we don't see £50 a week as being an option, really, and you know, significantly less in terms of pricing. And I suppose when we bring the review program back, we may bring prices with that. But the sort of discounts we're probably thinking of in terms of access to our leisure facilities are, you know, in around the pound mark is probably what we're thinking. And you know, maybe £2, £3 for per sports camp, so significantly cheaper to what's currently being offered.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then item number six is the Castle Park seasonal operations. Paul again.
Thank you, Chair. The report primarily is to consider and approve an alternate enhanced seasonal operation at Castle Park from Easter to September. Currently, Council's restricted really in terms of how it can enhance its operations at Castle Park. We're currently looking at maybe going out to tender for consideration to see if we can get external interest in operating the park, which will we believe will enhance that program. And the report is asking committee to consider and approve a public tender for a minimum of 5 years for the delivery of alternative enhanced services during that seasonal period at Castle Park.
Could I propose we accept the officer's recommendation?
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Walker, are we seconder? Yeah, councillor Ron. Okay, thank you. Item number 7 then is the Everybody Active 2020 delivery contract for the new tender. Well,
thank you, Chair. Members will note that through previous committees, through the Everybody Active funding through Sport NI, there was reoccurring funding in place from April 2016 through to March 2020. That contract is due to expire on the 31st of March 2020. Currently, we've received a letter of offer for an extension to that contract, and we're looking to, as part of this committee report, to go out to tender again and re-tender the contract. However, make some slight changes to the contract to enhance the flexibility for council to be able to improve delivery and participation for the local community.
Okay. Do you need a proposal and seconder for that? Proposed, Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Taylor. Thank you. Item number 8 then is the Sport NI Year School Year Club funding.
Thank you, Chair. Members will recall back in June a report was brought to, in front of committee about expressions of interest in relation to your school, your club funding through Sport NI. You'll note the appendices gives a consistent update over the last 3-4 months in terms of the projects that were proposed and the status of them as they went through the criteria process. We're currently in receipt of a letter of offer from Sport NI for a tennis bubble in Newry at Our Ladies, and the report is to consider and agree, the appendix update, but particularly also to approve the commissioning of the tennis bubble project at Our Ladies in Newry.
Okay, Councillor Taylor.
It's not specifically to Our Ladies, Chair, it's relating to Newry High School, but I'm happy to propose if that's Our Ladies, if that's before I make the point about Newry High School, if that's okay.
Okay, we'll say whatever.
Yeah. Just in terms of Newry High, Paul, I want to thank you you've been keeping me regularly updated on this issue, and certainly, there has been progress made from a council point of view and others, but unfortunately at this stage, it's the education department actually that are severely lacking in terms of offering support. Certainly I understand that there is an issue at the moment regarding funding, but it would be a very sad situation if this project was to fall because of the education department when all other parties are willing to provide such support. We're in the middle, obviously, of a talks process at the minute regarding the restoration of Storm, but I would certainly hope, and it would like to be something I would think we as a council should look at, that if and when an assembly and devolved administration is reaffirmed, that one of the first things we do is correspond with the minister of that department, because I met with John O'Dowd when he was a minister a number of years ago about this project, and he was very supportive of it and took the time to come down to Newry High and see the facilities for himself. And Newry High isn't in dire need of these type of facilities, but I think just certainly something we should keep an eye on. If the government is restored in early January, that one of the first things we should do from following on from this is to pressurise the government minister and within education to provide the funding for this. The other thing is, Chair, just it's not actually about your school, your community, but it's about a community facility project that would like to raise. It's regarding Newry City AFC and their rear pitch application. I was looking to make a proposal regarding it. They have had some discussions with the council on this issue with a view to try and get some support to carry out a drainage assessment. Now, they had put a request in for £2,100. Now, at this stage, I understand the council have advised that there's no money under the minor works, but certainly what I would like us to look at is we have a rates meeting tomorrow, and I certainly think that we as a council should look towards providing some support for them on that, and so we can try and fit that in within the rates process, and for that to be followed up with another meeting with council officials on the issue.
Yeah, thanks,
Councillor
Taylor. Councillor
Murray. Yeah, thanks, Chair. Look, just in terms of the tennis bubble out there, I know in the past and down to the last couple of years there have been questions asked about the transparency and the dealings with the tennis bubble, and just sort of to get a bit of assurance from officials that, you know, that everything's in order and that we've all our I's dotted and T's crossed and that completely transparent chain of events that brings us here today.
Yeah, just through the chair. I suppose we've gone through a pretty significant and robust process to get to the stage and to get to the federal rebuffer. We've had to submit a pretty detailed business case, which has had significant scrutiny. We're content with that all the appropriate formalities have been completed.
Okay.
Thank you,
McCabot.
Thanks very much. I'll just come in the back of Councillor Taylor's request for a meeting with Mary City. So I would second that proposal. If it's brought up tomorrow, even better at the rates meeting. It's exciting times, and there's funding already received for the tennis hub in our ladies. Nearly 125,000 is nothing to be laughed at, and be a great investment. But we'd like to see all the, if there is issues, the I's dotted and the T's crossed, but there's surplus money should be coming up now, hopefully for March time, and I'd like to see the like of St Mary's High School there been put forward and this council to be fighting for if there's any extra money before the 31st of March that we could tap into that. The same for our ladies' grammar school. It's disappointing that we don't see any rural schools applying for this type of funding, and particularly our primary schools. And because they're the ones that are lacking in proper community facilities, and it would be a fine example that they'd open up the like of a primary school in rural areas to the whole community, because most of them rely on the like of their GAA halls, etc., for every type of activity. So I'd like maybe some information on how we as councillors even can go about encouraging the like of our local primary schools to be able to tap into the like of this your school, your club type of thing for monies in the future. But as I say, I'd like to see the council being proactive in trying to get any surplus monies from budgets from Sport and I to be able to deliver on the like of St Mary's and our ladies' grammar school. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. I want to echo the sentiments outlined by Councillor Taylor. I see the great work that Mary City has done in recent years with very little funding to try and keep the club going, and I would be of the same opinion that we should try and find the money to assist them. And I'd also, if it's not formally done, propose or second the proposal for the bubble on the basis okay. that the robust procedures have gone through and we're not open to any challenge. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 9M is the renewal of the Leisure Watch scheme.
Thank you, Chair. Members may recall in January 27, Council agreed to extend the, legacy arrangements with Leisure Watch, which is a safeguarding protocol that is implemented and rolls out training throughout our leisure and sports services. The purpose of this report is to renew that Leisure Watch scheme throughout our leisure and sports services for another 12 months, and therefore we are just asking for committee to agree to the renewal of this Leisure Watch program.
It's a good idea, and it's definitely to support that aspect of it. I just want to come back on the aspect of on-site signage as such. Now, it's not I'm over familiar, I'm just wondering what exactly would the signage be. Would it say it's a safe place, or does it have a lot of writing as such?
I'm just kind of thinking the eye-catch aspect of it. If someone goes into that environment and they're looking, if they know it's a safe place, have a life of safe place, that they know they can go and speak. I'm just curious, more than anything else, do we know the...
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, there's bespoke leisure watch branding, which refers to, I suppose, the prohibiting of photography and all those sorts of things, as you'd expect. But generally, it's quite a well-known brand and signage. A lot of the facilities throughout Northern Ireland have it, and so it is quite a deterrent a lot of time when that's proactively advertised. And so we're looking at incorporating that.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 10 then is the response to the consultation from DERA on the NI environment strategy. It's Owen. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. As members are probably aware, DERA currently have produced a public discussion document on a proposed environment strategy for Northern Ireland, of which there has never been one up to now. So we'll just look at members' agreement to return the attached consultation response.
Yeah.
Thanks. Now that the results right for the election and the way things possibly will be going with Brexit, is our response highlighted for if Brexit was to happen before that, or is it not?
Through the chair again. So on question 8, you'll see there'll be a mention there of opportunities for post-Brexit environmental governance. So wherever it has been. We're supposed to, we're still in an unknown, and obviously this has been produced before our last Thursday's election, but even internally we've consulted with lots of people, so as much as it can reflect that, in as much as we do, it does.
So. I have a proposal in second. Okay, thank you. The next item then is the single-use plastic strategy, and it's the one again.
This paper is relating to, we're looking for members' agreement to adopt both the single-use plastic strategy for the council, and that will include a policy and an action plan. This came out of a notice of motion previously brought in August 2018. So you'll see the policy and the action plan is attached. A number of the issues in the action plan have already been dealt with, so just looking for approval to proceed with that.
Thanks, Chair. I've a great light on somewhere.
Sorry, yeah, I'm happy to propose or whatever. Just sort of reading through it, and it's really concerned, and I'm not sure, because there's a lot of departments, like there's procurement department and there's sustainability team and all that, but there's only one mention, I think, of the waste team. I think the big issue is how we trap single-use plastics in the district. You know, I mean, it's all well and good having tokenistic gestures up to a certain degree, and I think tokenistic gestures have a place in how we deal with plastic and how we deal with the environmental challenges that we're facing. But you know, one thing is actually how we go about. The danger isn't plastics. You know, plastic is a wonderful invention. The danger is how we trap and how we reuse the plastics. I'm just wondering, is there scope to get more development in how, whether it be the waste team or whatever, but how we actually trap plastic? You know, whether it be like in some of these marinas we have, you know, we have plastic that, you know, sort of sucking up machines that suck the plastic up. We have, you know, bollards to stop the water, to stop the rivers spewing the plastic out into the open sea. That's my concern, is that while it is great that we have a single-use plastic policy, there is a wee bit of a lacking in how we actually trap the plastic, you know, whether it be recycling bins, specific plastic bins on our streets, as to how we go about that. Sorry, but anyway, but great to see. It's very comprehensive, Chair. Thank you.
Just to the Chair, just in response, I suppose the idea with this is we're trying to tackle it at source, and suppose we're seeking to minimise the use of single-use plastics, so you're hopefully avoiding the fact that they ever get to be anywhere near the sea or any watercourse. But certainly to take those comments on board, and we are involved in it, but I suppose our emphasis everybody is aware that we already do recycle plastic. Everybody can recycle plastic. It's getting the message out, and for ourselves as well, taking it out of our own environment, taking it out of our own operations and events. But certainly we can feed that back into the action plan and say this is a moving, this isn't a set document, this will continue to develop. So I'll take that back.
Okay, Councillor Murray.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And you know, it's good to see emotion coming back up in a positive way. Sometimes emotions just disappear into the ether a lot there. But this one here, yeah, I see by reading down through this here, there's a working group to be established as a first step towards this, and I suppose it's incumbent upon us as a council to take leadership on that. And certainly Andy raises very valid points there, and they could all be fed into that working group, and that could all be developed through time. You know, so I'm happy to second the proposal.
Thank you. Item number 12 then is regarding suicide down to zero.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this also came out of a notice of motion regarding suicide down to zero. So we're looking for is committee's approval for there's three actions or three recommendations. So the first is that the council formally adopt the approach and aspiration of suicide down to zero, and we would carry out then a suitable launch and media statement. The second part is that an amount of £10,000 is allocated to a mental health and suicide prevention small grant scheme to be administered through a financial call, so subject to the estimate process. And the third aspect is that a working group involving the council, the two local health trusts, and any relevant local voluntary organisation is created to examine whether attaining the goal of zero suicides across the district. So we're looking for approval to proceed in that manner.
Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. I'm very happy to propose this, and I commend Councillor Gibbons for bringing this in the first instance. I've been dealing with this on a daily basis. Some of the mental health provision and the provision to deal with mental health in our district and beyond needs attention. What I want to be careful about here is that we don't try to step in or be seen by people who have responsibility for dealing with the front line of mental health. Step back and let us get on with it, because I believe that the funding for mental health needs to be increased right across the board and across the north. And I believe that, you know, the work will start locally here. The three-point plan that's in place here will help highlight and create awareness of that, and create a feeling within our community that everybody has somebody to talk to, and that mental health is taken seriously by everybody. But I think we need to continue as politicians to put pressure on those who hold the purse strings within our health system to ensure that mental health is prioritised. I know over the coming months there will be challenges for a new executive, if we ever get one up and running, to make sure that health is funded. But it's very important as part of that mental health is funded as well. But Chair, I'm happy to propose this, and to commend Councillor Gibbons and Councillor Bain as it was then for bringing this to Council.
Councillor Gibbons.
Yeah, thank you for kind words, Councillor Savage. Regarding the working group, I would like to try to play a part in that working group if I could. How do you go about that? Would it be?
Our intention is early in the new year to call together a workshop which will involve the elected members in the first instance and any of the related groups locally who deal with this and the trust. And ourselves and within community plan as well to start the process of bringing that forward.
Excellent. Oh, thank you. Okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Next item then, item number 13 is regarding Ockram Hill, the letter support.
Thanks, Chair. I'll see you again. Yeah. So Arnie are working in partnership with Woodland Trust, who provide access to Ockram Hill and the Moors DEA to develop a community trail. Along with this, there's a scheme proposed through an organisation called Indie Woods to plant 40 hectares of native broadleaf woodland across the hill. And they're a plan for this funding through the FSNI Forest Expansion Scheme. They've asked the council if we could provide an email outlining our broad support for the trail. So, we're just looking at approval that we will send a letter of support to Indie Woods in pursuit of their current funding application.
Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to support that. Sounds very good. I know when I first came back in, I noticed the motion or was before whatever talking about planting trees on council land, which is fantastic. Just wondering, Chair, as well, is there any, can we work closer with this Indie Woods? I mean, I know referencing Bunkers Hill and Castle Wellen. Again, there's a whole area there that could possibly benefit from such a scheme. Now, I know that obviously the complication there being that it's possibly not, it's probably forestry land, but I'm just wondering, is there possible for sort of cross-departmental, cross-agency working in regard to this issue? There's sort of what sounds like a fantastic scheme to develop the replanting of indigenous broadleaf. Thank you.
I suppose we can make contact with them and have talk to them and see, is there any other way that we can get involved as a council in similar projects?
Yeah. Great, I just need a seconder for that one. Councillor McAvoy. Thank you. Then item number 14 is the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this is the action sheet from the latest meeting of the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum on the 21st of November. Just need approval to agree to approve the actions of that report.
Proposed, Councillor Vann. Second, Councillor O'Hare. Thank you. Item number 15 then is the step up. I'll actually take the next number of items together because they're just for noting. So 15, 16 and 17. I'll take those together if that's okay. Any matters arising or any issues coming out of those? No, happy enough. Item number 18 then is the play park update. Again, it's just for noting. I just had an issue I wanted to raise on this one first myself. Paul, I was contacted by Clarence McClone regarding their play park, which is currently in process of being built, and they've a query around the fencing. And would it be possible we could go back and look at that? The feel that the way it's being done now, it's not going to be safe enough for the children. So if we could look at it, I think we may need to look at additional spend, but if we could have a look at it and speak with them, I know Connor's aware of it, and come back.
I was going to raise the same issue that was raised with me as well. It's the proximity to the road as well.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be looked at, I think, in the interest of safety. We really have to look at it. The additional spend, I think, compared to potentially losing a child's life, I think we need to give it serious consideration and process.
Thank you, Chair. I'll go back and come back to both of you directly in terms of an update.
That's great. Thank you. Okay then. The next two items then are going to be taken in committee. So item number 19 and 20, and Marcus leaving for item number 19. I have a proposal and seconder for going into committee. Proposed, Councillor Ryan. Seconder. Chair. Yeah. Thank you. So I'll just read out. These items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to item 3 and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. I think everyone's left now at this point. Item number 19 is regarding number 16, the square in Restrever.
Chair members, it was agreed at November AHC that officers would go away and explore additional opportunities for funding, RDP funding specifically for remedial works to be carried out in number 16. The square was Trevor, and that's for the entire site following the discovery of dry rot. So the paper proposes a number of recommendations that we would committee would approve the amended business case as attached. We would submit that business case and begin procurement in advance of full council in January 2020 to keep within current funding restrictions, that we would provide a letter of comfort in relation to the project. And finally, we would continue to provide that on-site port-a-cab facility for the main shed to continue operating.
Proposed, Councillor Ryan, have you seconded her? Councillor Ryan, yes, thank you. Councillor Shabbat, you'd like to come in?
No, it's okay, I just want to say.
Okay. Councillor Ryan, sorry. Okay, then, item number 20 then is the update regarding the lease of Mullaban City Centre. Mr. Moon again.
Chair members,
I'm coming out of committee. Item number 19 regarding number 16, the square Restrever. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor O'Murray, to amend the business case to RDP for a revised scheme to redevelop the entire building at number 16, the square Restrever. Approval to submit the business case and begin procurement in advance of full council approval for January 2020, funding restrictions apply. The AHC director to provide RDP with a letter of comfort regarding optimum bias connected with project and to continue to provide port-a-cabin facility to the rear of number 16 the square, allowing the main shed to continue with their activities. Item number 20 then regarding Mullaban Community Centre was agreed in the proposal of Councillor Taylor. seconded by Councillor O'Murray, to extend the date for the parish to sign the lease from 31st of December 2019 to the 31st of March 2020. If the legal agreement cannot be agreed by that date, Council to hand the building back to the parish committee. The community centre will remain closed until the lease agreement is finalised. Thanks very much, councillors, and have a lovely Christmas for those on that site. Safe home.